Elissa Walker-Campbell, I want to welcome you back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Time now in our next segment. We're going to shift gears. We're going to take a time out for a book review, and it is wonderful to have back with us Bill Pennington. He is an award-winning sports writer for the New York Times. He just released his fourth book, and I'm going to tell you, it is a home run, his latest release. It is titled Billy Martin, Baseball's Flawed Genius. Good evening, Bill. It's nice to have you back with us.
Thanks very much. It's great to be back.
Well, I tell you what, Bill, let's see. The last time you were on the show, I believe it was in 2012, we highlighted your third book, and it was titled, What, On Par, The Everyday Golfer's Survival Guide.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I mean, I do spend a lot more of my time covering golf now, but, you know, 30 years ago I was a baseball writer, so I'm kind of going back to my past with this book.
Oh, and I am looking so forward to sharing it with all of our listeners tonight. But I got to ask you, because, you know, a big part of what you're talking about, you're always covering golf. What was your takeaways?
Well, I mean, it's obviously pretty impressive. I mean, you can barely do better. I mean, you know, I guess the big question is how far he'll take it from here. And he's obviously he's been going at this for a long time. It's obviously not a fluke win. I mean, he was second in the Masters last year. So, I mean, I guess we're all sort of waiting to see just how far he takes it. You know, I mean, we've had, I think we're all, most of us are, I say us, I mean, writers are kind of waiting and hoping that, you know, he'll present some sort of rivalry for Rory, and that'd be good for golf. It's hard to predict these things, you know. I mean, it doesn't always follow an exact path. You know, Rory had a great breakout, you know, win for his first major too, and he's obviously backed it up, but he didn't necessarily right away. It fits and starts. So we'll see how Jordan handles it all.
Hey, Bill Pennington is joining us tonight, Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I know we're hitting on some golf right now, but actually we are going to be talking about his new book that he's just released, Billy Martin, Baseball's Flawed Genius. So kind of give us the backstory on this. I mean, what was the inspiration to write this book and release it?
Well, 30 years ago I was a Yankee beat writer. And I was a young reporter, but the manager I was covering was Billy Martin in two seasons I had him. And I had never met anybody like him. But as I said, I was 26 years old, and I thought, well, I'm just getting started. I'll probably meet a lot of interesting characters. And 30, and I did, but 30 years later, I wouldn't say I've ever met anybody like Billy Martin. So that was somewhat the impetus. And two, I feel like in the last, say, 20 years or so, Billy's been dead for 25 years. His image is kind of narrowed. He's just seen as this guy who kicked dirt on umpires, got hired and fired a lot, and had some barroom brawls, and that seems to be all that anybody knows about him. And I just knew there was a bigger and fuller picture, and I was anxious to go back and talk to his sisters and his brother and all his wives and everybody that I could talk to. I talked to over 225 people just to sort of paint the picture of how this guy, who this guy was, how he got to be the way he was, and just tell the whole tale. And I think it's a great American story, frankly.
Well, you know, and from what I've read, I understand, you know, Billy Martin, controversial because of his combative, his intimidating personality. I think you even say, you know, a bit of a hothead, but you knew him well traveling with the Yankees. I mean, what was, you remember the first time you met him and those early impressions?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's funny, the 85 season began, which was my first full year on the Yankee beat, and it's a very competitive environment with a lot of, you know, high-profile writers and tabloid newspapers going back and forth. But the manager at the beginning of the season was Yogi Berra, and I thought, well, this is a good way to start because Yogi's kind of like a big teddy bear, and that'll be easy. At least that part of it will be easy.
Sure.
And then 16 games into the season, Yogi gets fired, and in comes Billy Martin, and I was like, wait a minute, I didn't sign up for this.
Hold on your hat.
Yeah. So, but, you know, like the first day, I you know, went and introduced myself, and he said, look, kid, you know, he says, you're new, and I'm making another sort of new start here, a fresh start. Some of these writers already don't like me, you know, but if you want to, you know, play square with me, I'll play square with you, and we'll see how it goes. And I really didn't have any problems with him. He could be intimidating. He was, after, you know, a loss or a three-game losing streak, you might want to tread a little carefully what your questions are like and how much you second-guess something. But it was a fascinating year. I mean, they ended up winning 97 games and playing really well. I mean, of course, you know, and towards the end of the year, he got in a fist fight with one of his own players and ended up finishing the rest of the year with his arm in a cast. But that was Billy Martin. I mean, he also was a pretty engaging guy who was fascinating and could be charming and very generous. Just a complete person, really. I mean, you know, he wasn't always running around yelling at people. He had his introspective moments, and it was just fascinating guy. Very multifaceted, complex individual.
Award-winning sports writer for the New York Times, Bill Pennington, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio at the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell. Of course, Bill's new book that he's just released, Billy Martin, Baseball's Flawed Genius. Okay, so it's been 25 years, as you said, since Billy Martin's passing. Why was 2015? Why did you release the book this year?
Well, this year just happened. You know, the concept came up about 3 years ago, and I was in the wake of that. Our golf book, we were looking what to do next, and I literally was having lunch with my editor, book editor, and she started asking me about interesting people I had covered, and I did what I always had been doing for years. My best quote-unquote sports writer stories were these stories of Billy Martin. The time he wanted to beat me up because he misunderstood something, and the time he had a triple steal. I mean, I'd never seen a triple steal before. All three bases loaded, he sends all three guys. But he had a method to his madness. And the time he, reversed a game because he saw something the umpire didn't see, and he knew the rule better than they did. I mean, there's just all these fascinating things he did, and unusual, just an unusual guy. And so she said, "Well, man, he might make a good book. Why don't you consider doing that?" And so we ended up doing it. But I will say there is something to the timing of it all. And it's this. He's kind of a figure from a lost era. I mean, we won't see people like him again. Him and Earl Weaver, those kind of guys. I mean, they probably wouldn't do so well in the modern era of social media, smartphones and Snapchat, and Instagram. And so I realized that if I was going to do a book on him, I had to do it now, because a lot of the people who could tell me the stories of his childhood or when he was a ball player himself, in the 50s, might not be able to tell that story in 10 or 15 years. This was a book that had to be researched now.
Who were some of the Hall of Fame managers that you had an opportunity to visit with?
Well, Earl Weaver, before he died, we talked with a couple of times. Tony La Russa, Bobby Cox, Tommy Lasorda. All of these guys, by the way, believe they're all in the Hall of Fame, and they all believe Billy belongs in the Hall of Fame, and are trying to start a movement through the Veterans Committee to get him, considered. I mean, I think we all know why Billy isn't in the Hall of Fame, and that's because of his image as a brawler and kind of somebody who bucked the rules so much that he, got fired a lot. And, that's fine. I understand that those may not be Hall of Fame credentials. But what these managers were saying was that, geez, look at his record. I mean, if you're going to base it on record, I mean, this guy has a higher winning percentage than 13 managers that are currently in the Hall of Fame. He's won just as many championships as four or five others who were in the Hall of Fame. He really did win a lot, especially if you consider that he almost always took over teams that weren't any good and then had to resurrect them. So that was interesting conversation. I mean, La Russa told me he never felt up to Billy Martin. He said, I always thought he was the most brilliant manager that I ever knew.
Was that one of the surprising discoveries while writing this?
Yeah, there were several. I'm as far as I know, I'm the first journalist for one article to talk to all four of his ex-wives. He had three ex-wives and a widow. But so they all were really interesting. I mean, it's not often you get to talk to somebody's three ex-wives and their widow and have all four of them have nice things to say about him. I mean, everybody had fond memories in their own way. I mean, he wasn't very good at being married, but he liked the concept of marriage. He wasn't very good at being married, but he nonetheless somehow left them feeling, okay about their relationship with him. He was that kind of guy. Like I said, he wasn't very good at being married, but I guess he wasn't a horrible husband somehow in the same way.
Hey, Bill Pennington interviewed more than 225 people from family and childhood friends to Yankee players and coaches to gain a complete and insightful perspective on Billy Martin. The title of the book, Billy Martin, Baseball's Flawed Genius. You can go online and into bookstores and pick up a copy of it. Congratulations. It's over 500 pages. It is a masterpiece. You definitely want to pick up a copy. Thank you so much, Bill.
Oh, thank you, Alyssa. That's nice. And it was great talking with you again.
Absolutely. We look forward to your next project and much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.